This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like,
whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Welcome to Wiggins America. Inflation's up again. Let's talk about that a little bit in this show. We do have quite a few guests. Old Roy is one of them. He's going to be in to talk about a couple of subjects near and dear to my heart that do not have to do with food, oddly. Normally, he and I basically just sit here and talk about fast food for as long as we possibly can. We're not going to do that this week. We're also going to talk to the creator and producer of a movie called Border Wars in the next hour. We're going to talk to Chris Woolsey, our streaming correspondent, in this hour. Always enjoy kind of the breath of fresh air that he brings to the show, so that'll be in this. But before we get there, I want to point out one of the big stories from this week is that Biden is attempting to, and at least at the moment succeeding, in forgiving student loan debt. Now, we can talk about the merits of that all we want. I think you know where I would come down on that. I actually get really mad about that one. Because I paid off my student loan debt. We worked very hard to pay off my wife's student loan debt. And we were idiots for doing that. Because it's just going to be forgiven. And so anybody who works hard in the Biden world, really in Democrat world America, gets punished for working hard. And if you freeload, you are better off. That is evident in even the credit score communism that's going on, that is actually happening right now. You can get around that, as I have attempted to do in buying my own properties, my rental properties. But they reward you if you have bad credit by basically raising your credit, you know, in a fake way, and then taking that off of those who have good credit. So if you want a government-backed loan, now that's how you get around it, is you don't get a government-backed loan. But my point being that we can talk a lot about the merits of it, and I just did to some of the things that he's doing that really, really make me personally angry, not just as an American, but like that affects me, and I get mad about it. But this one, the reason I'm bringing this story is not that. Follow me here. I'm reading from CNBC just to make sure we're not being partisan here. Despite Supreme Court ruling, Biden has forgiven student debt for millions. The Supreme Court's conservative majority, of course, this is CNBC, so they're going to, if it was just the Supreme Court, like if it was something they liked, they would just say the Supreme Court has ruled. But since it's something they don't like, they say the Supreme Court's conservative majority in June ruled that President Joe Biden didn't have the authority to cancel student debt for millions of Americans. He's still trying. He's doing it anyway. In what one legal scholar described as a very direct confrontation with the court, Biden held a press briefing from the White House just hours after the justices issued their verdict and said he was going to pursue other paths. Now, you can say all day that, well, this is political gamesmanship. This is how you do it. They issue a ruling and then you figure out, well, how do I legally go around that ruling? The key word there being legally. This is apparently not legal. As far as I understand it, you're going around the power of the purse, which is given to Congress explicitly and has always been interpreted to be Congress's job to spend money, or at least they have to approve it. And this is spending money. This is forgiving debt that you don't have the power to forgive. Now, you can delay payments from the executive office all day, but you can't forgive loans. That is an act of Congress, literally. So when the Biden administration, it's not just me saying this, like this is multiple states are suing Biden again on this because they're saying you're just flouting the Supreme Court. You're saying there was a ruling, I'm not going to follow it. Yet my point being here, their whole message going into 2024 is that the other side is a threat to democracy. So ask yourself, is it a threat to democracy to have courts decide things and then you just say, I don't care, I'm going to do whatever I want, I'm the president, I'm the king? Does that sound like a functioning democracy to you? You say, well, yeah, you know, this is legal. He's trying to do legal things. Okay, I'll give you that one. How about this one? More than 40 Senate Republicans are calling for Mayorkas impeachment trial in a letter for Schumer to Schumer. So remember, the House of Representatives impeached Alejandro Mayorkas. He's the Homeland Security Secretary because he's done such a bad job at the border. They impeached him. Constitutionally, you are then required in the Senate to have a trial. Now, is he going to be actually removed from office? No, because Democrats control the Senate. Even if Republicans controlled the Senate, you'd have to get 60 votes, I believe. It's either 60 or 66 to impeach anybody. And it's not going to happen. So it's not important that they're trying to remove the guy from office. It's that there's a constitutional process here. And this has gone on now. This was weeks ago that they impeached Mayorkas. And Schumer is just refusing to have the trial, which is constitutionally mandated. Who is the threat to democracy here? And I am pinning this directly on Democrats. There's a lot of times that I say, well, everybody's responsible for this. Republicans are bad about it too, but Democrats are worse. That's a common theme. In this case, Republicans are literally doing the job. Remember when the president of the United States, Donald Trump, was impeached? What was it, 2018 or into 19, for his perfect call with the leader of Ukraine, because he thought, gosh, there's something going on in Ukraine that seems corrupt and involves the Bidens. I'm going to make a call about it. And that was impeachable. They impeached him. What did the Republican-controlled Senate do? They had a trial because they were constitutionally mandated to do so, and they found him not guilty. They found him to be free of those charges. They said the House did this, was controlled by Democrats at the time, but we vote that he will not be removed from office. That is what would happen here. But they're not having that trial. because Schumer thinks it would look bad. Oh, but he's just defending democracy. Oh, you say, that's not enough, Ryan. I'm glad you said that because I got another one. And again, the question being, who is the party that is a threat to democracy? I'll read the headline from Politico. Are you kidding me, quote unquote? A Biden-appointed judge torches the Department of Justice for blowing off Hunter Biden-related subpoenas. Judge Anna Reyes delivered a memorable tongue-lashing to everybody in a hearing a couple weeks ago. Now, this says Friday, but it was like last Friday. Over subpoenas to the Justice Department lawyers who worked on the Hunter Biden tax probe. She, a Biden appointee on the federal district court in Washington, spent nearly an hour accusing the Justice Department attorneys of rank hypocrisy for instructing two other lawyers in the DOJ tax division not to comply with the House subpoenas. So if you don't know what I'm talking about here, the House subpoenas people and says you have to come testify. And the way that they enforce those subpoenas is the DOJ steps in and says, if you don't show up for a House subpoena, we will arrest you. They just did it to Peter Navarro of the Trump administration. He did not show up for subpoenas, and they enforced those subpoenas, and they arrested him, and he is currently in jail. Now, when Republicans are subpoenaing people, they are not enforcing those subpoenas because they look bad for Hunter Biden. So it's anybody related to Hunter Biden who they're subpoenaing who's not showing up. The DOJ is saying we're not going to enforce those. So that is the Department of Justice of the United States, not of the Biden administration, although he is the one who appointed them. This is the Department of Justice deciding only to enforce the law and arrest Republicans and not Democrats. And I ask you again, as we begin the show here, who is the threat to democracy? We're going to pause. We have a full show. Again, Chris Woolsey and A Breath of Fresh Air, our streaming correspondent, is going to be in this hour. And then Old Roy coming in the next hour. Stick around. Well, here's a kind of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Bad story. It won't start sad. It'll end a little bit sad, so I'm sorry about that ahead of time. On Tuesday night, I went to the Cardinals game, and they won. So that's not sad at all, right? This is a program that the Cardinals do every year that they invite real early. It's like the first or second homestand of the year. I've been in radio and, you know, TV and stuff in St. Louis for long enough that this is an annual event that they invite you to come and hear about the team this year and stuff if you're in the media. And it's always fun. It's one of those events that I look forward to. I wasn't able to go to the lunch part this year because, you know, I'm on the Andy Fry Show at noon, and I try to sneak over there every year, like at 11, but this year I just couldn't do it. It's just very cutting it close for us being on middays. But I was able to go to the game on Tuesday night, and I took my six-year-old son, and so that was just a blast. And I got to tell you, one of the things I didn't realize that my older kids don't do anymore is hold my hand when we're out in public. My nine-year-old, so I have twin nine-year-olds, boy, girl, they don't ever hold my hand anymore, which I completely understand. But my six-year-old, when we were walking through downtown St. Louis, he just instinctively grabbed my hand. And I realized, oh man, I got maybe a year of this left. And I grabbed that hand with everything I could and just was, I never thought, it's the stuff that being a dad, they don't tell you about, that you go, oh man, this is freaking awesome. I love that my six-year-old is just like grabbing dad's hand because he wants to just feel a little safer, you know? And that's kind of where this story will head. I'm warning you ahead of time about the city of St. Louis, but that was awesome. And then we went and sat in the new Pujols 703 Club. I guess it's not called the Pujols Club, but 703 is the number of home runs he hit in his career. And they have a big 703 in there that's made up of baseballs with every date that he hit one. So that's cool. And then it's got little like chef spots with really good food and a popcorn dispenser and a soft serve ice cream dispenser, which after they shut down the regular food, that's still on. So it was really magnificent. I even said to some other people there that I saw from my days gone by of media, I said, I think I'm so spoiled now that I don't want to come to a game anywhere else. You know, the 703 Club was like super nice. And never realized that the tape, when you sit outside, so like there's the inside where you can just kind of eat, but then you step outside and sit in normal seats. But they have little tables that are not big, you know, maybe like a foot wide between your seats that you can set your food on. I never realized how much of a luxury that is to have. Anyway, I'm just sort of telling you about the experience because I took a picture and I'm actually posting this to Twitter. Here's the sad part. I took a picture. We were there about 15 minutes early, so it did fill up more than this picture will show, but not a lot more. It was almost empty. And I thought, well, maybe by the time the first pitch is thrown, it'll be a lot more full. But it wasn't. It was fuller than at that moment, but not a lot. And I was like, oh no, this is kind of sad. And maybe I'm just, you know, from my perspective, because we're sitting near the left field foul pole, I'm like, maybe it's fuller than I can tell. And maybe this is normal. You know, I don't keep close track. But then a couple days later, I found this story on Fox 2 Now, so the local Fox affiliate, not national, that said Sonny Gray's St. Louis debut, which was Tuesday night, that's the game we saw, they won 3-0. Drew the smallest attendance for a Cardinals night game in the history of the new Busch Stadium, Busch Stadium 3, according to several reports. That's incredible. I mean, I thought, well, if we're going to see a record, we're going to see anything. We're going to see Sonny Gray's first start. That would be the thing. Now, the record we saw was the smallest attendance for a night game in the history of the stadium. The mark does not include games affected by COVID-19. So I guess they still played a few games that, well, quite a few games that didn't have any crowd. So that, you know, that doesn't count. But Gray, you know, Sonny Gray, it says, is the team's biggest offseason addition. And he made his first Cardinals start as the team hosted the Philadelphia Phillies on Tuesday during the team's first home stand of the 2024 season. I honestly was looking around going, I wonder if they're going to do that attendance game they do in between innings. Because I think they would skip it when it's low like this. But they still drew 31,972 people. So I don't know. It says that a sold-out crowd at Busch Stadium is 47,000. But that the Cardinals did reach that in their first game, but every home game since then, according to team figures, attendance has not topped 40,000. So the problem is that this is going to affect the Cardinals' bottom line, and I want the Cardinals to succeed. It's one of the best parts about being in St. Louis is being a Cardinals fan. It's fun. You know, I know a lot of people who work for that organization, and you know, random stories I've heard, good and bad, but I know that as a St. Louis resident, man, that's one of the best things is being a Cardinals fan. So you hope that the Cardinals succeed, but my gosh, this is how they draw money. And I saw reports saying that this is actually a trend that's continued from last year. And I gotta say that most of the commentary I saw on this story, both on Twitter and otherwise, was about crime in St. Louis and people not wanting to come downtown. I totally understand that. We did not feel unsafe, and we had to walk a decent distance to get to the stadium. It was a beautiful night. I'm sure that helps, but I do get it. There's a perception that St. Louis, and you can say all day that, well, it's not real. It is real, but part of the problem is the perception that St. Louis is not even taking it seriously. Our leaders aren't taking the crime problem seriously. And they can all day cite whatever statistics they want. Even if they were correct, they've got to battle the perception of crime. So it's not just that they have to battle crime. It's that they have to get ahead of it with PR and say, we're getting ahead of crime. Like, they're doing none of that. They're just saying it doesn't exist. It's really sad, and then all these big St. Louis institutions are suffering because of it. Stick around. We're going to have a little bit of a lighthearted conversation next with our favorite streaming correspondent, Mr. Chris Woolsey. 97.1 FM Talk. We've got our streaming correspondent, Chris Woolsey, on the phone. Good weekend to you.
Good weekend to you, good sir. How are you?
I'm okay. I got to tell you that, you know, we were talking by email about our next hit, which is right now, and I told you I was traveling to Japan, so, you know, we would have to maybe go a week later, which I think we're back on track here pretty much. But I'm amazed that I've never had such bad jet lag in my life. It is hard to recover from.
Is it still going on?
It's still going on in the sense that I've gotten into bad caffeine habits now. I thought I was going to kind of self-medicate through this thing, but now it's just permanent.
Yeah, right. In our house, we call bad caffeine habits. We just call them habits because
right,
it's just endless coffee. Yeah, it's crazy.
But you took a big vacation sometime like at the end of last year. You got any tips and tricks for me?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, we had a great time. We went to this was my 25th wedding anniversary and my wife's as well.
I did not realize that. Congratulations.
Thank you. I married an incredibly patient woman, so that's the key to my 25 years of marriage success. But we had a great time. I think part of the so we went to I'm sorry we landed in Paris. We were there for 4 days. Went to London. We were there for 3 days, and then went to Dublin, and were there for 3 days, and then flew home. It was great. I think one of the keys that we kind of realized quickly on was make a plan, but don't hold that plan so rigidly.
Yeah.
Like if things come up and there's other things you want to do, like don't sacrifice the joy of the moment just because you've got some sort of plan, because who knows what kind of cool thing you might stumble on. And we went to the Orsay. And we were having such a great time and loving the art there that we decided not to go to the Louvre. We just stayed there and had a great lunch and then enjoyed some more art rather than having to sprint out because just because we had something on our agenda.
That is good advice because I tend to be way on the over-planned side, and my wife is the exact opposite, where she wants to go in with no plan and just full, you know, improv everything. And there's a happy medium there where you got to schedule some time to do whatever that you don't know what it is. So
totally, totally. And our roles are reversed in my house. So I'm the improv, you know, a theater degree guy. And my wife is the planner. And it's great. But my daughter is going to Japan in November. So I would love any Japanese tips that you might have.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one thing just to be prepared for. How to work the trains, because that's how you're going to move everywhere you go. So,
oh, man. Yeah. It was the same in Europe.
Okay.
And I was just like Rain Man getting led around by my wife because I don't get trains at all.
Yeah.
And she's like a savant. So that's great that you guys were able to figure that all out.
And we thankfully had people on the ground, you know, a friend of mine and his wife, they both live there. So they were able to very much navigate things for us. Otherwise, I think I would have been scared to death because whenever I don't know a language and can't read it, I don't know what's going on and I get kind of freaked out. My wife's the exact opposite though. She's like, whatever, we'll just figure it out. So
That's amazing because I'm kind of with you on that. I get really worried if I can do one or the other, if I know how to use the trains or speak the language, but if I can't do either and I can't, it does concern me.
Exactly. Like even if it's just road signs or we're driving around, I'm like, I don't know what that says. Should I have taken that exit? I don't know what I'm doing.
Is this a one-way road?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll find out soon.
Right.
So I do want to get into a little bit of the substance of streaming because you are our streaming correspondent, of course. But I'll lead with this. Now we have a sister station here called KMOX that I used to be on a show with them called The Dave Glover Show. So I did a hit with The Dave Glover Show probably a month and a half ago. And off air, I'm not really sure why this happened, but the host of the show, Dave Glover, turns to me and he goes, Ryan, you need to start watching true crime shows. And I'm like, okay. And coming from him, I'm like, well, you kind of get me. We work together enough that you know me. He goes, I know you. You need to start watching them. You're going to love them. So that's a great lead in for the topic that we're talking about, which is some great true crime shows.
Yes, we have a ton on Crackle this month. And I am a true crime. Well, my wife is a true crime junkie. And then she funnels the best of the best my way. And then that way I don't have to weed through everything because there's so much out there now.
Yes, there is. So you're telling me the best of the best.
Yes, we have some great stuff. So one of the it literally holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest running true crime television show in TV history, and that is Forensic Files. And this, I've got to warn you, it's like Dateline. You know when Dateline, you're flipping channels and Dateline's on, and you just catch like four words of the slug line, and then all of a sudden you wake up and it's Tuesday,
yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yes.
It's
yes.
The same with Forensic Files. Like the crimes are so intriguing and the process that the investigators go through to solve these crimes in order to enact justice is fascinating. And the production value. I mean, you watch an episode and you go, oh, that's why this thing's been on for 14 years. Like it's unbelievable. And we have all 14 seasons on Crackle for free.
So full endorsement of Forensic Files. That's so one of the things that drives me crazy about the shows is exactly what you just said. When a really good true crime show is on, it can catch you and it won't let you go. And it's amazing to me how good they are at unfolding the mystery. Because
yes.
they do so in such a way that makes me feel like I'm either a genius for figuring it out or a complete idiot for not figuring it out by the time we get there. And either way, at the end, I'm feeling like I just went through a journey.
Yes. Yep. I love it. And for me as an audience member, it's one of the, like you just said, it's a journey. And sometimes I'll watch a movie and I'm like, yeah, that was great. I'm not really sure what what I just went through, but like it was fun. But with a lot of these, you just feel like, wow, I was introduced into this small town or this environment or this club or whatever it was. And I learned about all the people, and then something went sideways, and then I got to see the resolution of that. Like, it just, it feels like a total package.
Chris, anything else true crime wise that we should be on alert for?
Yes, I've got a couple of things real quick I'll throw at you. One is a great film that we have on Crackle this month called American Animals. And this is starring Oscar winner Barry Keoghan, who won for Best Supporting Actor for Banshees of Inisherin. He was I'm not going to spoil anything, but he was sort of the special needs character in the film, who is incredible. He's one of the, he's on Saltburn, I think, right now. And he is unbelievably talented, one of the best actors working today. And it's the true story. You're going to think I'm making this up, but it's the Transylvania University book heist. So about 20 years ago, there was this incredibly valuable book collection that was donated to Transylvania University, which is a real college.
I was going to say, that's real. Okay.
In Kentucky. And
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't even know they had books there. And they, it is a collection of first printings of John Audubon and Charles Darwin. And they're these gigantic books that are like the size of a coffee table. And these students realized there was no security in this library for this collection, and they just decided to rip it off. But what this movie does that I've never seen before, not only is the feature film portion of it excellent, but they intersperse the scenes with the characters with interviews with the real criminals who committed the crime. And I got to tell you, it's fascinating, and I've never seen that kind of back and forth between documentary and feature before, but it works really well with American Animals.
Man, that is interesting. Okay, American Animals, so that one I am writing down. You remind me, Chris, of when I was in college, I mean, weird story here, but I had an RA who was just a hard-nosed guy, which actually was good because a lot of the RAs were so lax that people would just do anything they wanted and be dice on your ceiling at 3 a.m. and stuff.
This
guy was like really hardline, so I was like, I kind of like this guy. Well, then one day he just was gone. And I was like, what happened? I don't remember his name now. I wish I did. What happened to this guy? He was just disappeared, and they were looking for a new RA. Well, I found out that he was involved in some sort of caper just like that, where he broke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Mr. Chris Woolsey. 97.1 FM Talk. We've got our streaming correspondent, Chris Woolsey, on the phone. Good weekend to you.
Good weekend to you, good sir. How are you?
I'm okay. I got to tell you that, you know, we were talking by email about our next hit, which is right now. And I told you I was traveling to Japan, so, you know, we would have to maybe go a week later, which I think we're back on track here pretty much. But I'm amazed that I've never had such bad jet lag in my life. It is hard to recover from.
Is it still going on?
It's still going on in the sense that I've gotten into bad caffeine habits now. I thought I was going to kind of self-medicate through this thing, but now it's just permanent.
Yeah, right. In our house, we call bad caffeine habits. We just call them habits because
right.
It's just endless coffee. Yeah, it's crazy.
But you took a big vacation sometime like at the end of last year. You got any tips and tricks for me?
Yes.
Okay.
We had a great time. We went to, this was my 25th wedding anniversary and my wife's as well.
I did not realize that. Congratulations.
Thank you. I married an incredibly patient woman, so that's the key to my 25 years of marriage success. But we had a great time. I think part of the so we went to I'm sorry we landed in Paris. We were there for 4 days. Went to London. We were there for 3 days, and then went to Dublin, and were there for 3 days, and then flew home. It was great. I think one of the keys that we kind of realized quickly on was make a plan, but don't hold that plan so rigidly.
Yeah.
Like if things come up and there's other things you want to do, like don't sacrifice the joy of the moment just because you've got some sort of plan, because who knows what kind of cool thing you might stumble on. And we went to the Orsay. And we were having such a great time and loving the art there that we decided not to go to the Louvre. We just stayed there and had a great lunch and then enjoyed some more art rather than having to sprint out because we had something on our agenda.
That is good advice, because I tend to be way on the over-planned side, and my wife is the exact opposite, where she wants to go in with no plan and just full, you know, improv everything. And there's a happy medium there where you got to schedule some time to do whatever that you don't know what it is. So
totally. And our roles are reversed in my house. So I'm the improv, a theater degree guy, and my wife is the planner. And it's great. But my daughter is going to Japan in November, so I would love any Japanese tips that you might have.
Okay, well, I'll tell you one thing, just to be prepared for. How to work the trains, because that's how you're going to move everywhere you go. So,
oh man, yeah, it was the same in Europe.
Okay,
and I was just like Rain Man, getting led around by my wife because I don't get trains at all.
Yeah,
and she's like a savant, so that's great that you guys were able to figure that all out.
And we thankfully had people on the ground. You know, a friend of mine and his wife, they both live there, so they were able to very much navigate things for us. Otherwise, I think I would have been scared to death, because whenever I don't know a language and can't read it, I don't know what's going on, and I get kind of freaked out. My wife's the exact opposite, though. She's like, whatever, we'll just figure it out. So
That's amazing because I'm kind of with you on that. I get really worried if I can do one or the other, if I know how to use the trains or speak the language, but if I can't do either and I can't, it does concern me.
Exactly. Like, even if it's just road signs or we're driving around, I'm like, I don't know what that says. Should I have taken that exit? I don't know what I'm doing.
Is this a one-way road?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll find out soon. So I do want to get into a little bit of the substance of streaming, because that's you are our streaming correspondent, of course. But I'll lead with this. Now, we have a sister station here called KMOX that I used to be on a show with them called The Dave Glover Show. So I did a hit with The Dave Glover Show probably a month and a half ago. And off air, I'm not really sure why this happened, but the host of the show, Dave Glover, turns to me and he goes, "Ryan, you need to start watching true crime shows." And I'm like, okay. And coming from him, I'm like, well, you kind of get me. We work together enough that you know me. He goes, "I know you. You need to start watching them. You're going to love them." So that's a great lead in for the topic that we're talking about, which is some great true crime shows.
Yes, we have a ton on Crackle this month. And I am a true crime. Well, my wife is a true crime junkie, and then she funnels the best of the best my way. And then that way I don't have to weed through everything, because there's so much out there now.
Yes, there is. So you're telling me the best of the best.
Yes, we have some great stuff. So it literally holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest running true crime television show in TV history. And that is Forensic Files. And this, I've got to warn you, it's like Dateline. You know when Dateline, you're flipping channels and Dateline's on and you just catch like four words of the slug line, and then all of a sudden you wake up and it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yes.
It's the same with Forensic Files. Like, the crimes are so intriguing, and the process that the investigators go through to solve these crimes in order to enact justice is fascinating. And the production value, I mean, you watch an episode and you go, oh, that's why this thing's been on for 14 years. Like, it's unbelievable. And we have all 14 seasons on Crackle for free.
So, full endorsement of Forensic Files. That's interesting. So, one of the things that drives me crazy about the shows is exactly what you just said. When a really good true crime show is on, it can catch you and it won't let you go. And it's amazing to me how good they are at unfolding the mystery. Because
yes,
they do so in such a way that makes me feel like I'm either a genius for figuring it out or a complete idiot for not figuring it out by the time we get there. And either way, at the end, I'm feeling like I just went through a journey.
Yes. Yep. I love it. And for me as an audience member, it's one of the, like you just said, it's a journey. And sometimes I'll watch a movie and I'm like, yeah, that was great. I'm not really sure what I just went through, but like, it was fun. But with a lot of these, you just feel like, wow, I was introduced into this small town or this environment or this club or whatever it was, and I learned about all the people, and then something went sideways, and then I got to see the resolution of that. Like, it feels like a total package.
Chris, anything else true crime-wise that we should be on alert for?
Yes, I've got a couple of things real quick I'll throw at you. One is a great film that we have on Crackle this month called American Animals. And this is starring Oscar winner Barry Keoghan, who won for Best Supporting Actor for Banshees of Inisherin. He was I'm not going to spoil anything, but he was sort of the special needs character in the film, who is incredible. He's on Saltburn, I think, right now. And he is unbelievably talented, one of the best actors working today. And it's the true story. You're going to think I'm making this up, but it's the Transylvania University book heist. So about 20 years ago, there was this incredibly valuable book collection that was donated to Transylvania University, which is a real college.
I was going to say, that's real. Okay.
In Kentucky. And
in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Didn't even know they had books there. And it is a collection of first printings of John Audubon and Charles Darwin. And they're these gigantic books that are like the size of a coffee table. And these students realized there was no security in this library for this collection, and they just decided to rip it off. But what this movie does that I've never seen before, not only is the feature film portion of it excellent, but they intersperse the scenes with the characters with interviews with the real criminals who committed the crime. And I got to tell you, it's fascinating, and I've never seen that kind of back and forth between documentary and feature before, but it works really well with American Animals.
Man, that is interesting. Okay, American Animals, so that one I am writing down. You remind me, Chris, of when I was in college, I mean, weird story here, but I had an RA who was just a hard-nosed guy, which actually was good because a lot of the RAs were so lax that people would just do anything they wanted and be rolling dice on your ceiling at 3 in the morning and stuff.
But
this guy was, like, really hardline, so I was like, I kind of like this guy. Well, then one day, he just was gone. And I was like, what happened? I don't remember his name now. I wish I did. What happened to this guy? He was just disappeared, and they were looking for a new RA. Well, I found out that he was involved in some sort of caper just like that, where he broke in with maybe one other guy to one of the campus buildings and stole like the queen's jewels or whatever they had in there.
Sure.
And did the, like went in through the ceiling on the wire and did the whole thing. And I did catch up with him a little later, and I said, what the heck was that? And he said, oh, we didn't actually steal anything. We put it all back. We just wanted to see if we could do it.
That's actually what this – they go into that in this American Animals thing. The guy is like, we didn't really do it for the money. We just wanted to see if we could get away with it.
What a story.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I cannot recommend it enough. And then the last one that I want to recommend is a Crackle original documentary called After the Murder of Albert Lima. And this is a beautiful film. It's the true story of this wonderful, magnanimous guy who unfortunately was killed on the island of Roatan trying to help a local family that he had befriended. He was a wealthy American entrepreneur who was from Roatan, and he used to go back every year. And while he was there, he was trying to help this family out. And in the process, he was actually murdered. And his son took up the mantle of bringing his murderer to justice, and it took over a decade. And this kid went back every year to try to get the murderer, who they absolutely knew who it was, prosecuted, and had to weed through the corruption and the injustice of that enclosed ecosystem in order to bring justice for his father. And it is an amazing documentary.
Man, I'm a sucker for watching people go after corruption, whether it be locally or nationally, whatever it is. I really like those stories. That's After the Murder of Albert Lima.
Yes. Cool. And it's kind of interesting because there are a couple characters in there where you almost feel like the documentary was a mockumentary written by the Coen brothers, because there are these two bounty hunters that if you wrote these in a screenplay, people would tell you it's too over the top. And so I'm just going to throw that out there, that there is a little bit of levity because it's such a heavy story, that these two bounty hunters are hilariously inept. But it is a fantastic documentary.
Cool. After the Murder of Albert Lima, that's a brand new one, right?
No, we've actually had that on Crackle for about a year, but it is a Crackle original.
Okay,
so only
well, I guess my frame of brand new would include the last couple of years. I just meant,
sure.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So, okay, that one, and then American Animals, and of course Forensic Files are your picks of the month. So thank you, streaming correspondent Chris Woolsey, for your time as usual.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me, Ryan? This is a highlight of my week.
It's always fun. It's always fun. So look forward to talking to you next month and see what you've got. Chris Woolsey, appreciate you, and we will be right back with more Wiggins America.
Thanks, Ryan.
I'm really trying to share when I give feedback more so that you know that when you talk to me on Twitter or Facebook, or I get messages online at WigginsAmerica.com, actually. You can go there and like hit the little chat thing, and it'll send me an email. I'll get it. I can't really respond to them, though, unless you leave your email, and I can try to like track you down that way. So I did get a message on WigginsAmerica.com that was just asking about the bump music, and they were asking if I list it anywhere. The answer is no, but if you ever hear a song that you like, just remember about what time it played and what day, and email me or reach out to me in any one of those ways, Twitter, Facebook, or WigginsAmerica.com, and ask, and I can give you the name of it. This is actually not feedback for the show. I got another one that I'll read here in a second, but this one just cracked me up. So I'm doing rehab on a house right now, and I've said before, I do real estate, and I'm small fish, but there's a lot of people who do what I do. There's a lot of small fish in that pond. I'll say that. There's some big fish too, but there's a lot of small fish, and that's one of the great things about it is it's a way to sort of build wealth for the little guy, and I consider myself the little guy, of course. So I got this new place this week, and I am doing lives for. I admit that I really like this company, though. MurphyCleanOutServices.com. They come and they do everything that I need. And so it makes sense for me to be endorsing them. I love doing endorsements like that when it's like, yes, that's exactly what I need is you guys to come in. And, you know, I bought this place and it needs paint and carpet, and we're going to try to add a room in the basement, but it doesn't really need much. Like, it just needs a little bit of, like, an extra wall here and add a closet. So it's not like huge rehab, but I can call somebody like them and say, hey, here's what I'm looking at, and they give me a bid, MurphyCleanOutServices.com. There's my plug for them because they're super cool, and they save you a lot of time if you do rentals. But I'm trying to get, you know, appliances for these places too, because sometimes they'll come with just a stove, but you need a fridge, and sometimes you need a washer and dryer, and you don't need anything else. So I'm always like scouring Facebook to try to find random stuff like that whenever I'm in need. Well, I reached out to a guy a couple weeks ago who said, no, I don't have anything right now, but I do this for a living. And I said, well, let me know if you know anything comes in. And I thought I'd never hear from him again, because as you know, if you try to do Facebook Marketplace, man, the etiquette's really bad on there. So I try to be better than the average person on there. So he messaged me a couple days ago. I'm sharing this because I'm like, really? Like, this is crazy. And he said, hey, I've got a couple more. And this was right in the middle of the Annie Fry show. So I saw the message, but I couldn't respond to it. And I thought, well, I'll just wait till the end of the show or this evening or whatever. And I'll see what he's got. And hopefully he's still got them by the time I message, because they kind of go fast. Before I could respond, he said, here's one of them, pictures and video. Here's all this stuff. And he sent me a bunch of pictures of some fridges, and he gave me some information on the fridges and some video. And I'm like, oh, this is great. But I didn't see all that because, like I said, I saw the initial message and I kind of said, well, I can't do it in the middle of the show. So then by the time I checked, which was like during a break, you know, a half an hour later, probably top of the hour of the show, he had said already not interested anymore. And I was like, well, no, I'm still, I didn't say this, but I was like, wait, not interested anymore. I haven't even got the chance to look at it. And then listen to this. I don't put up with this kind of low integrity. You are not welcome to my products because you asked me to get a hold of you if I got something else, and I did, and you ignored me. Won't put up with it. I won't put up with disrespect or low integrity from anyone. This is a sentence fragment, so I think I know what he's trying to say, but it says, Dad in America these days, because this is what it is. Low integrity and zero honor all the way across the board. Don't, and then like, these are multiple messages. Don't bother messaging me about my appliances anymore because you're going on the block list. Very long block list full of low integrity Americans who like to ignore people for no reason. I did my part. And again, these are all separate. Every time I start a new sentence, it's a separate message. I did my part, but you just don't have it in you to be decent or have integrity. Don't go having your family members message me just as an inconvenience to me. It happens all the time. Move on with your low integrity. And I was like, dang, man, this guy went off. And I hadn't even gotten a chance to respond to the initial message. I looked, and from what I could tell, he sent the original with the pictures, and then within 4 minutes sent all those about how I didn't respond and how I have no integrity. And I'm like, wow, that is pretty extreme. Now, I kind of get like where he's coming from, because like I said, dealing with people on Facebook Marketplace, man, you get no shows, you get people don't respond. The worst is when you put something out on your porch or whatever, you try to meet somebody somewhere and they just don't show up. Like, it happens. It sucks. So I kind of feel for the guy, but like, you know, maybe you could give me a little more in 4 minutes. I actually was really considering buying a fridge from you, but now I'm blocked, so I guess I can't. But the other one that I wanted to mention, and thank you again for reaching out. You know, I appreciate and see all the messages. So even if I don't get to it, sometimes I have to respond this way, because if I respond online, it like opens up like that we're best friends now. And I'm like, well, I don't actually know you, but I love hearing from you. It says, Steve says last week that I implied that the corporate DEI craze was dying. And he says the only part which large corporations impose on themselves is dying, I guess, and their own employees. But through some different systems, he talks about in vendor contracts. So I don't know what business he's in. He says they still seek to impose this craziness on other, usually smaller businesses. I won't sign such contracts, and it has hurt our company. Now, I got to appreciate Steve. First of all, I appreciate the message. And second, I appreciate you kind of drawing a line in the sand and saying, I won't sign such contracts if they've got this DEI stuff in them, because that's exactly what it takes. So that's awesome for you, Steve. And I didn't mean to imply that there is no more DEI. You know, I was talking about last week how the corporate world is really souring on the idea. That's real. That is happening. And I cited some different stories about BlackRock and even my personal experience talking to some TV streamers that were talking about how DEI is not in anymore. You know, we're moving on. And they even didn't say DEI, but they used, you know, different terms for basically the same thing. But it's not as if it's gone. I just think the tide is turning right now. And so, Steve, I think you're on the right side here. I do think that you do have to draw a line in the sand on these things, because while it hurts you financially, that means you're sacrificing for it. You really believe in it. It means something. It also is hurting somebody else financially. And so they have to then consider, should I follow through with these things? Now, they may be a big business and they don't need you as much, and that kind of sucks. But good for you, Steve, and thanks for the message. This is the first hour of Wiggins America. We have a very, very full hour coming up next with Old Roy coming in, and then a producer of a movie called Border Wars that'll be at the end of the hour coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm really trying to share when I give feedback more, so that you know that when you talk to me on Twitter or Facebook, or I get messages online at WigginsAmerica.com, actually, you can go there and like hit the little chat thing and it'll send me an email. I'll get it. I can't really respond to them, though, unless you leave your email and I can try to like track you down that way. So I did get a message on WigginsAmerica.com that was just asking about the bump music, and they were asking if I list it anywhere. The answer is no, but if you ever hear a song that you like, just remember about what time it played and what day, and email me or reach out to me in any one of those ways, Twitter, Facebook, or WigginsAmerica.com, and ask, and I can give you the name of it. This is actually not feedback for the show. I got another one that I'll read here in a second, but this one just cracked me up. So I'm doing rehab on a house right now. And I've said before, I do real estate, and I'm small fish, but I, you know, there's a lot of people who do what I do. There's a lot of small fish in that pond. I'll say that. There's some big fish too, but there's a lot of small fish, and that's one of the great things about it, is it's a way to sort of build wealth for the little guy. And I consider myself the little guy, of course. So I got this new place this week, and I am doing lives for. I admit that I really like this company, though. MurphyCleanOutServices.com. They come and they do everything that I need. And so it makes sense for me to be endorsing them. I love doing endorsements like that when it's like, yes, that's exactly what I need, is you guys to come in. And, you know, I bought this place and it needs paint and carpet, and we're going to try to add a room in the basement, but it doesn't really need much. Like, it just needs a little bit of like an extra wall here and add a closet. So it's not like huge rehab, but I can call somebody like them and say, hey, here's what I'm looking at. And they give me a bid, MurphyCleanOutServices.com. There's my plug for them because they're super cool and they save you a lot of time if you do rentals. But I'm trying to get, you know, appliances for these places too, because sometimes they'll come with just a stove, but you need a fridge, and sometimes you need a washer and dryer and you don't need anything else. So I'm always like scouring Facebook to try to find random stuff like that whenever I'm in need. Well, I reached out to a guy a couple weeks ago who said, no, I don't have anything right now, but I do this for a living. And I said, well, let me know if you know anything comes in. And I thought I'd never hear from him again because, as you know, if you try to do Facebook Marketplace, man, the etiquette's really bad on there. So I try to be better than the average person on there. So he messaged me a couple days ago. I'm sharing this because I'm like, really? Like, this is crazy. And he said, hey, I've got a couple more. And this was right in the middle of the Annie Fry show, so I saw the message, but I couldn't respond to it. And I thought, well, I'll just wait till the end of the show or this evening or whatever, and I'll see what he's got. And hopefully he's still got them by the time I message, because they kind of go fast. Before I could respond, he said, here's one of them, pictures and video. Here's all this stuff. And he sent me a bunch of pictures of some fridges. And he gave me some information on the fridges and some video. And I'm like, oh, this is great. But I didn't see all that because, like I said, I saw the initial message and I kind of said, well, I can't do it in the middle of the show. So then by the time I checked, which was like during a break, you know, a half an hour later, probably top of the hour of the show, he had said already not interested anymore. And I was like, well, no, I'm still, I didn't say this, but I was like, wait, not interested anymore. I haven't even got the chance to look at it. And then listen to this. I don't put up with this kind of low integrity. You are not welcome to my products because you asked me to get a hold of you if I got something else, and I did, and you ignored me. Won't put up with it. I won't put up with disrespect or low integrity from anyone. This is a sentence fragment, so I think I know what he's trying to say, but it says, Dad in America these days, because this is what it is. Low integrity and zero honor all the way across the board. These are multiple messages. Don't bother messaging me about my appliances anymore because you're going on the block list. Very long block list full of low integrity Americans who like to ignore people for no reason. I did my part. These are all separate. Every time I start a new sentence, it's a separate message. I did my part, but you just don't have it in you to be decent or have integrity. Don't go having your family members message me just as an inconvenience to me. It happens all the time. Move on with your low integrity. And I was like, dang, man, this guy went off. And I hadn't even gotten a chance to respond to the initial message. I looked, and from what I could tell, he sent the original with the pictures. And then within 4 minutes, sent all those about how I didn't respond and how I have no integrity. And I'm like, wow, that is pretty extreme. Now, I kind of get like where he's coming from because, like I said, dealing with people on Facebook Marketplace, man, you get no shows, you get people don't respond. The worst is when you put something out on your porch or whatever, you try to meet somebody somewhere and they just don't show up. Like, it happens. It sucks. So I kind of feel for the guy, but I'm like, you know, maybe you could give me a little more in 4 minutes. I actually was really considering buying a fridge from you, but now I'm blocked. So I guess I can't. But the other one that I wanted to mention, and thank you again for reaching out. You know, I appreciate and see all the messages. So even if I don't get to it, sometimes I have to respond this way because if I respond online, it like opens up like that we're best friends now. And I'm like, well, I don't actually know you, but I love hearing from you. It says, Steve says last week that I implied that the corporate DEI craze was dying. And he says the only part which large corporations impose on themselves is dying, I guess, and their own employees. But through some different systems he talks about and vendor contracts, so I don't know what business he's in. He says they still seek to impose this craziness on other, usually smaller businesses. I won't sign such contracts, and it has hurt our company. Now, I got to appreciate Steve. First of all, I appreciate the message. And second, I appreciate you kind of drawing a line in the sand and saying, I won't sign such contracts if they've got this DEI stuff in them, because that's exactly what it takes. So that's awesome for you, Steve. And I didn't mean to imply that there is no more DEI. You know, I was talking about last week how the corporate world is really souring on the idea. That's real. That is happening. And I cited some different stories about BlackRock and even my personal experience talking to some TV streamers that were talking about how DEI is not in anymore. You know, we're moving on. And they even didn't say DEI, but they used, you know, different terms for basically the same thing. But it's not as if it's gone. I just think the tide is turning right now. And so, Steve, I think you're on the right side here. I do think that you do have to draw a line in the sand on these things, because while it hurts you financially, that means you're sacrificing for it. You really believe in it. It means something. It also is hurting somebody else financially. And so they have to then consider, should I follow through with these things? Now, they may be a big business and they don't need you as much, and that kind of sucks. But good for you, Steve, and thanks for the message. This is the first hour of Wiggins America. We have a very, very full hour coming up next with Old Roy coming in, and then a producer of a movie called Border Wars that'll be at the end of the hour coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.